felt always treated fairly, I think I'm really a easygoing kind of person, and I'm glad of it if indeed that's true, because I never did get, you know, my nose ever totally out of joint over things, because as I said, I made a change from a very satisfying profession and one that obviously provided me with material well-being purposely and because I wanted to, so I didn't gripe about it. But that the only bad thing, obviously, is to suffer like everybody in our world is suffering today, as you observe the economic impact of the times that we're in, and I feel higher education sort of really taking a larger brunt of that, of the damage and the fallout from such an economic situation. But it's just something that's going to have to be, you know, it's going to have to be endured, because it's going to be the way it is. But I never was a person of high peaks and low valleys. But when I would be, you know, in some kind of valley, I never said to myself, "Well, Frank, you dummy, why aren't you still in Arkansas burying folks?" It was a change that I have really always appreciated, and thankfully my late wife Betty was so totally supportive, and it's been a great life. And Faculty Senate service and President certainly was a part of that.